Hey everyone, Wally here. Hey, if you've been following the events on Twitter or Instagram, you know that we were right about that whole 2412 thing being a date. But what actually happened was completely unexpected. And it just totally blindsided us. I still can't believe it myself. And Sutton especially has been sort of taken aback, devastated by this thing. Anyway, and really she hasn't come out of her room since she opened that package. She's just coming out for a couple meals and whatnot. But anyway, so again, if you missed the posts on Instagram and Twitter, on Monday, I found a wrapped present on the front porch. Very beautifully wrapped, nice paper. Being the date, you know, 12/24, and the fact that we usually get presents from people or beings or things that maybe we don't want, I grabbed my phone and took a video of it. I wanted to kind of get it from all angles. I wanted to see it first before I moved it. Anyway, it was addressed to Sutton. It had no from, which immediately made me even more suspicious. But anyway, we found out after that after Sutton opened it, that it was from the Blessed Sacrament Church. And in it, some files from the Kirkbride Asylum. It had a letter from the church. And the contents of these files, they really change everything. They change my outlook on everything. It changes the investigation. It changes everything for Sutton. I mean, for Sutton, this thing changes more than anything. And, you know, I don't want to get into it right now because, frankly, we're not really prepared. We're still looking into these files. But rest assured, when the show comes back on January 3rd, this is all we're going to be talking about. We're going to dive into everything. But I won't keep you in too much suspense. All right. Ready? Agatha is Sutton's great-great-grandmother. Wally Fitch out.